With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it. FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland. It is the post-game edition as the Browns fall to the Falcons 23-20. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Daryl Leiter. And Daryl, it's another game the Browns could have won and didn't. And man, the end of it felt like a carbon copy of the loss to the New York Jets. So, Daryl, your first thoughts on the loss 23-20 to the Falcons?
Well, I don't know if it was a carbon copy to the Jets, but they certainly got their butts handed to them in the second half, and they had no answer for the Falcons' running game. That and Kevin Stefanski had a couple of brain cramps as a head coach that cost them dearly. So my top takeaway of everything, if not for terrible coaching, they'd be 4-0 right now. They've lost two games because of bad coaching. We know what happened against the Jets with Joe Woods and the defensive breakdowns, Mike Prefer and his special teams unit not doing their job, getting that onside kick. And then Sunday, Kevin Stefanski not taking 3 points when you should really take 3 points. And also, too, some really terrible play calling inside the five, as well as that second to last drive when they were just basically like Atlanta was doing to the Browns. I mean, the Browns were running it down the Falcons' throats, and then they decided to start throwing the football around 4 of 7 plays on that drive. And to no surprise, guess what? Ended in a punt. So not a great day for Kevin Stefanski as head coach. That's for sure.
Also, not a surprise that Atlanta would try to run the ball down the Browns' throat, knowing that they were missing three out of their four starters on the defensive line going into this thing. So I'm really not shocked by this loss. I just think the Browns should have been up 21-10 in the first half, and they let it slip away. And then you're playing chase when you're down 10-0. And putting Jacoby Brissett in a bad position. They did it again at the end of the game, you know, just like they did against the Jets. So maybe that's my bigger comparison. You know, I just don't trust this team late in the game with Jacoby Brissett trying to come back and score. And by the way, I don't know that anybody does. It's not an insult to Jacoby. I just don't think he's that quarterback, especially when you're a team that is heavily, heavily, heavily reliant on the run. And now all of a sudden you're forcing passing down the other team, or you're trying to pass the ball with Jacoby Brissett, and your best venue is to throw screens at that point, because it's essentially the running game in that fold. It's a disappointing loss, but Daryl, I do think the heat's going to come down on Kevin Stefanski on this one, and no one's going to give him any flack or any slack because they were missing defensive players. And, you know, you're still seven games and a bye week away from the guy who's essentially going to be your starting quarterback.
Yeah, well, shame on the Falcons for taking 30 minutes to figure out they probably should run the ball against a team that doesn't have their defensive line intact, number one. Number two, you know, I totally get where you're coming from on talking about Jacoby getting picked off again. But my thoughts on both of those situations is they were desperation situations.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In other words,
but Daryl, did they have to be desperate? They needed a field goal, and that, you know, you want to get mad at the offensive line for giving up the sack. And, you know, then you take a penalty. Speaking of penalties, like, what was Denzel Ward thinking on the face mask that essentially just lifted them all the way down the field? There were just some really dumb things. Dumb.
Yeah, another defensive blown coverage. So that now that's six. If we're still keeping track at home, which we are. And well, to your question about, you know, Jacoby, those were desperation. Like, yeah, they're scrambling at the end of the game, trying to pull a rabbit out of their hats. So yeah, the desperation,
but they were there, Daryl. I mean, they were right there on the line to get a field goal, to tie the thing up and send it to overtime.
They were at the two, and they didn't do much of anything either. So
there you go. That's a good point. I'll give you both those points. All right, Daryl, why don't you lead us through some of the things they were saying in the locker room?
Yeah, let's start with Kev, shall we? Let's start with the star of the show, Kevin Stefanski.
I'm frustrated by all of it. You know, frustrated that I didn't put our guys in position to succeed. That's really what I'm frustrated by.
Now, I'm about to play the coup de grace.
Hang on. Like, can we just – I mean, that's exactly what – that's what he has to do, put Jacoby Brissett in a position to win, and he didn't do it today.
Yeah.
Okay, so play the coup de grace.
So he was asked if he'd go ahead and kick the field goal now, hindsight being 2020, and
you're talking about the opening drive, right?
Yes. And I fell out of my chair when he said this.
There's always opportunities to grow and get better as a coach, as a player, you name it. But I'm not going to be results based. I'm going to always fall back on, you know, our process and try to put our guys in position to succeed. That's really what we're trying to do.
Now, I just want to make sure that I understood what he said correctly.
But I'm not going to be results based. I'm going to always fall back on, you know, our process. And
so you're not going to be results based.
Wait, was that Pat Shurmur or Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah. You're not going to be results based in a results based business. I just want to that. Right. Hang on.
But I'm not going to be results based.
Okay. Yeah. Not going to be results-based in a results-based business. That might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard him say. Dead serious. That might be the dumbest thing to come out of Kevin Stefanski's mouth as head coach.
But I'm not going to be results-based. I'm going to always fall back on, you know, our process. And
well, your process sucked on Sunday because it cost you 3 points to start the game, which, by the way, you'd be in overtime at least. Your process sucked as far as trying to get cute on the hurry up. On that third down that you lost a couple of yards, your process sucked in the second half when you decided to throw four times in seven plays when Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt were literally throwing Atlanta Falcon defenders around the football field, especially Kareem Hunt. You need to be results based when you suck inside the 5 yard line, which is, by the way, that's becoming a pattern for the Browns. And it's not a very good pattern. When Stefanski came in, like, that was one of the areas they were really, really good. Right, Andy? Like, they were good. This year, not really. So, I can't believe he said that. I'm not going to be results based in going back and evaluating things.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
Didn't he say out of the gate, I'm just trying to remember, out of the gate after the game, he said, this one's on me. Didn't he say that? Did he avoid that?
I'm sure. If he did, I missed it.
Yeah, I can't remember if he said that out of the gate. I was wondering, maybe I was listening for it to see if he would say it, because again, if you say it enough times, it's going to be on you, and that's going to be the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I like Kevin. I think that, you know, I was excited about the synergy with him and Jacoby, but the hard part about everything that happened today and everything that's happened in the first 4 weeks, and I must have heard it 3 times today, and I've heard it 1,000 times over the week. The Browns had the easiest schedule in the NFL through the first 4 games. They had a bunch of 1 and 2 teams on the docket, and they were playing a 1 and 2 team today. Now they have one of the hardest schedules in the NFL, according to ESPN's research, that they now only the Steelers have a harder schedule.
So they faced Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota. They're 2 and 2. Here's what they have coming up, folks. Justin Herbert, Brian Hoyer, because Mac Jones is hurt, and we're going to assume that Jones isn't going to be available.
Right.
Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Tua, we think, assuming he's allowed out of concussion protocol, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady. That's your next 7 games. And with this defense playing the way this defense has been playing through the first 4 weeks, that's why 3-1 was so very, very important for them, because like that, it's tough to weather that type of a storm going forward. So, a missed opportunity. And look, I'll give Jacoby Brissett some credit, Andy, you know, really sticking up for his head coach and the aggressiveness, albeit sometimes stupid aggressiveness, but the aggressiveness of Kevin Stefanski.
For sure. I mean, Dobbs was just saying, it's like hindsight 2020. We've been going for a lot on fourth down as we've been getting it. So, you know, obviously we're behind the aggressive play. Cause that's us, you know, and we live with the results and we go to the next play. And, we respect Kev for giving us that trust in this team. I mean, cause it's not just, it's not just about the offense, it's about the defense and the special teams and that sense. So, hey, they trust us to go for it, and we just got to convert it, and we will.
So, you know, I give Jacoby, and again, that's a leader. That, you know, that's what a leader in your locker room sounds like. And yeah, to be fair to Stefanski, the aggressiveness plays well when you're successful being aggressive, and it doesn't play well when you're not successful. And unfortunately, we're seeing that in certain situations, they've clearly not been successful. And so that aggressiveness comes back to bite them in the backside. But I knew when they didn't take those 3 points at the start of the game, Andy, I had a feeling that was going to come back and bite them in the backside. And guess what happened? It bit them in the backside, because had they taken those 3 points, at worst,
and really,
23-3.
Daryl, that's a 6-point swing too. And they were lucky it wasn't more.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the 3, and then they go down and march all the way down the field and pick up 3. So that's a 6-point, if not a, you know, in most worlds, that would have been a 14-point swing if they would have been able to put it in the end zone. All right, let's come back. We'll talk more. We'll hear more from the locker room. It is the post-game report of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast. The Falcons are winner 23-20.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.